This is Ozarks at Large. Tonight, an eyewitness to music history will describe how he experienced one of the most important concerts in pop music history. Gene Bealey covered the Johnny Cash concert at Folsom Prison that helped resurrect Cash's career, establish what the music industry and fans thought a concert album could be, and helped launch a national conversation about prisons and possible prison reform. Bealey speaks tonight at the Fayetteville Town Center as part of the Clinton House Museum's celebration of its exhibit, 1968, A Folsom Redemption. The talk will be followed by an interview of Bealey by Robert Cochran, director of the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies. It's free, and it begins tonight at 6. This morning, Gene Bealey came to the Carver Center for Public Radio.
It was just a case of him saying, meet June and me at PSA Airlines in Los Angeles at such a time, and to fly to Sacramento. And in those days, the round trip airline ticket was about $35, so a low paid reporter could afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually traveled with him on the old PSA Airlines to Sacramento, and stayed with him at the El Rancho Hotel. And, of course, I thought a big star would be staying at a fancy hotel. It was a pretty rundown hotel. And I later saw signs that where he was the leader of the band, like at the rehearsal, when the Statler brothers were always goofing off. They were like high school kids.
Oh, right, yeah, of course, 1968, right.
And, you know, he'd have to tell them to calm down.
Wow.
And get back to work.
He was sort of the paternal figure.
Right, right. So when they did the rehearsal that night on January 12th, before we went the next day to Folsom, I was the only one who recorded it. And I can tell you some backstories if you want.
Give us a couple. Yes, absolutely.
Well,
where's the rehearsal? Is it taking place at the El Rancho?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In a room?
It was just kind of a big room, you know, like all hotels have, and they have either, you know, how hotels have sliding doors on that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I peeked around the door there, and the governor's ball was going on with Governor Reagan. And
okay.
Shirley Temple Black was walking in with her husband. Well, my first job out of college was promoting the opening of the Stanford Bank. And so she saw me. She was on the board of directors for the Stanford Bank. She saw me. She said, Gene, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm here with Johnny Cash. Would you like to meet him? Oh, yeah. So now I'm telling you about the greatest failure in my life is I didn't take a picture of Shirley Black with a man in black.
But you introduced Shirley Temple to Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to – that doesn't go in the category of failure. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you my next failure.
Okay.
Is I made the mistake of going to the bathroom, and when I came back, they said, Gene, you missed the Governor Reagan was here. And so apparently Shirley Black had gotten Governor Reagan to come in and talk with John.
Wow. Okay, and this is before the rehearsal? Or is this during?
During the rehearsal they broke in. You know, all this was happening.
What did you wear to go into Folsom Prison? Did you think about what you were going to wear?
Well, we were told not to wear, like, Levi's and certain things like that, any colors that the prisoners wear. And so I got to tell you another little cute backstory.
Please.
Once time when I applied for a job at Comcast, they took me in a room, the interviewer took me in a room and said, well, we've done our due diligence and we found out that you did time in Folsom Prison. And I laughed hilariously, and I said, well, yeah, one day with Johnny Cash. And I said, I hope you didn't pay that company too much.
So what was the energy like in the room? I mean, we've heard the record. We know the record's been produced and whatnot. But
I guess it was between the atom bomb and the H-bomb. And I think DJ from Los Angeles, Hugh Cherry, was responsible for a lot of that because he gave an intro that told the prisoners that they were free to yell and scream and express their emotions. And I doubt whether they have any chance like that very many times. And so they were whooping it up. And I was kind of afraid that there might be a riot. I mean, what was to prevent them from grabbing, say, John's father, Ray Cash, and myself? And then I looked up and saw the guards up above with their long rifles, and I relaxed more. But if you look at one picture of the audience with all the prisoners there, you'll see me sitting in the front row with John Cash, and that's why Comcast had the picture to prove it. But if you look closer, we're wearing different color clothes.
Gene Bealey will speak tonight at the Fayetteville Town Center beginning at 6. His discussion of the Folsom Prison Concert by Johnny Cash is free. There is more, much more from our conversation this morning that we'll share with you next week on a daily edition of Ozarks at Large.